It's Dave.
May I speak with Mr. Zinn, please?
Yes, you're speaking to Mr. Zinn.
Hi, Mr. Zinn. This is Shaney with Customer Support returning your call. Now, Mr. Zinn, you hung up the phone, but we still do have your account open. And also, you stated that you were going to dispute these charges with your card company. But if you'll
yes,
give me
ma'am.
Just a second to explain how the dispute process works as far as these charges are concerned.
I know how it works. I'm going to call the credit card company and cancel it and just put a fraud check. And it wouldn't be
considered fraudulent. And if you'll let me explain
why, just
a second.
We'll let other people decide that. Unless you're ready to credit that back right now, that's what I'm going to do.
Now, what I can do for you, Mr. Zinn, if you'd like, now, being that you did agree to those terms and conditions, now, once you do dispute these charges with your car company, now, we do have to send over the verification of you placing the order as well as
mm-hmm.
agreeing to the terms and conditions, even though I understand you weren't aware of those. But once they do get that verification showing that you agreed to these terms and also received your watch, now that's not considered as fraudulent. But what I can go ahead and do for you as a courtesy, being that it sounds like you did not understand those terms that you agreed to,
not at all.
Now I can issue back a $49 credit for you as a courtesy, being that you did not understand those terms.
I'm going to have it canceled and then I'm going to turn this over to the Minnesota Attorney General in the
okay. Well, no problem. If you'll give me just a second, let me go ahead and move forward with getting your account closed. And also, Mr. Zinn, if you'll give me just a moment to speak with my supervisor regarding your account to see what we can do for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, Mr. Zinn, I did go ahead and get that full refund issued for you for $98.54. And I also do have a cancellation number for you if you'd like to write this down for your records.
Yes, please.
Okay, it's going to be 231-2842.
That's 231-2842. Thank you so much. I appreciate this.
You're very welcome, Mr. Zinn.
I was under the impression that there was... When I read that, it was like, if I take the survey, I'd get a free gift, and I selected the watch.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw nothing about it. And the watch certainly wasn't worth $98. But I appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
No problem, Mr. Zinn. Thank you again for calling Customer Support. You have a great day.
Okay. Thank you. Bye-bye.